As the sun rose on Thursday over Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia, more than 2.5 million homes and businesses had no electricity. That was just one of the effects of Hurricane Zeta following its landfall the day before and its race across the southeastern U.S. This was a very fast-moving system. In one way, that's good, because it didn't sit too long over any one area, lashing it for hours with wind and rain. In another way, it made the storm worse, because it was able to carry its strength far inland. Zeta made landfall in Cocodrie, Louisiana, but 500 miles away, Atlanta, Georgia was under a tropical storm warning for the first time in 2 years. All along Zeta's path, it left a trail of damage. At least 3 deaths were blamed on the storm. And though Zeta was officially a Category 2 hurricane when it hit the Gulf Coast, its sustained wind speeds of 110 miles per hour put it right on the cusp of Category 3 status. What nation has both the largest economy and the largest population in Africa? Nigeria, South Africa, Egypt, or Kenya? With the continent's highest GDP and a population of more than 214 million people, Nigeria tops the list. Despite that, though, there is widespread poverty in Nigeria, according to the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency. It estimates that 70% of Nigerians live below the poverty line, and that more than 60% of them live in extreme poverty. There's also a significant difference in literacy rates between men and women. An estimated 71% of Nigerian men can read and write, while the estimate is less than 53% of women. So the CIA says better educational opportunities for women could help Nigeria overcome some of its problems.